Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto Fall Festival season is on now, and it continues with the EU Festival, free movies at the Royal every night, and Ekron Polish Festival, and Real Asian, paving new ground with everything from a doc on gourmet Philippine cuisine to a moving virtual reality narrative by Paisley Smith called Homestay. But this week, I'm looking at three movies about people in transit. There's a World War II refugee running away from the Nazis, a female war journalist rushing toward the battlefront, and a little boy in Japan jumping back and forth between the future and the past. Mirai, written and directed by Hosoda Mamoru. Kun-chan is a little kid in Japan who lives with his parents and his dog, Yuko. He likes drawing and playing with trains. His mom and dad dote on him until they have a new baby, a girl named Mirai, which means the future in Japanese. Suddenly, the baby is the center of attention. His dad works freelance at home now while mom goes off to work, but when they're not working, they're taking care of Mirai. But who's paying attention to Kun-chan? Nobody. So he seeks refuge in the yard, an enclosed courtyard around an old oak tree. And that's where strange things start to happen whenever he's alone. His dog, Yuko, turns into a prince. And then Mirai, the little baby, appears as a teenage version of herself. It's future Mirai, who's there to advise him on how to treat his little sister. This opens the door to other figures from his family, past and future, to help him handle his problems. Mirai is a good example of watchable Japanese anime. There's lots of flying, some scary parts, and time travel, but it's aimed at little kids. With tame content and characters, but it does handle issues like gender roles and family matters. So it's watchable by grown-ups. I like Hosoda's films because they navigate that space where the supernatural interacts with the ordinary, like Wolf Children, a movie made in 2012. But in Mirai, in this one, you can never be sure if the supernatural scenes are real or just in the little boy's head. What? Cold stars burn bright, all these cold stars. A Private War, directed by Matthew Heineman. It's 21st century London. Marie Colvin, played by Rosamund Pike, originally from Oyster Bay, Long Island, is now a star reporter for the Sunday London Times. She smokes like a chimney, drinks like a fish, and cusses like a sailor. And for good reason. She's at the front lines of the bloodiest wars of the century. She lost her left eye in a gun battle in Sri Lanka, and now she wears a black patch, pirate style. So why does she do it? So she can tell the world what's really going on in wars, the death, starvation, and horribleness of it all. Like a mass grave in Fallujah, starvation in Homs, Syria. And she travels with Paul, played by Jamie Dornan, a young freelance photographer in awe of her bravery. She's always the first one when the bombs start to fall. She's been in more battles than the average soldier, and she keeps sexually satisfied with an array of lovers in every port, including her ex-husband in London and a financier named Tony, played by Stanley Tucci. But you can't live on the edge without suffering the blowback, including PTSD and depression. Is Marie a hero or an alcoholic with a death wish? Or both? A Private War is a gripping and thrilling drama. The director, Heineman, who is really known for his documentaries, not his movies, but that serves to give this film a you are there immediacy that you rarely see in war movies. Very realistic. Movie doesn't delve deeply into the politics of war. Never says, how come Bush and Blair were in Iraq in the first place? Or why is NATO in Libya? Instead, it concentrates on how war really affects ordinary people. Rosamund Pike is amazing as Marie Colvin. And the movie really opens my eyes about war journalism. I like this movie. Transit, directed by Christian Petzold. It's World War II. Georg, played by Franz Rogowski, is a German refugee living in Paris when the Nazis are about to march in. And the French police are doing their work for them, rounding up immigrants and sending them to transit camp inside the velodrome. Georg knows he has to get out of there fast, and he needs money. So he accepts a paid job, which is just to bring a sealed letter to a stranger, a writer, who's holed up in a Paris hotel room. But he gets there too late. The man has killed himself in desperation. If only he'd waited one more day, the letter promised money, visas, and tickets on a ship to Mexico. Safety. Thinking quickly, Georg pockets the letter. He grabs the man's manuscript and he heads south with his friends as stowaways on a freight train. Once he's in Marseille, he establishes himself as a person in transit, just stopping over to avoid arrest, and he takes on the identity of the man who died. On the way, he keeps encountering a striking woman named Marie, played by Paula Beer, who's searching for her husband. She knows he's in Marseille, but she can't find him. What neither of them realize, though, is the phantom husband she is looking for is actually Georg, with his new identity, or at least the identity he took. Okay, Transit is a great new movie about the precarious lives of refugees and undocumented migrants running for their lives. It's based on a novel written during World War II, but Christian Petzold tries something I've never seen before. It's 1940s, but it's also right now. It's shot in present-day France with modern cars, clothing, ethnically diverse population, and the police there are dressed in current riot gear. Paula Beer is amazing as Marie, and the distinctive-looking Rogowski, he has what appears to be a cleft palate and this unusual, hesitant way of speaking that just, I've never seen it before, but I've seen three of his movies now. I want to see both of them a lot in the future. They both perfectly capture this alienation and uncertainty of present-day Europe. And, no spoilers here, as usual, Christian Petzold, one of the best German directors alive, saves some of the biggest and best surprises for near the end with a 1-2 punch to the gut. Great movie. Mirai is playing tomorrow, Saturday, at the Real Asian Film Festival. Look for A Private War opening next Friday, and Transit starts today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.